Blog Talk Radio.
Broadcasting from an undisclosed location in the universe. Welcome to With Insights Radio. I'm Iggy Garcia.
David Tucro.
Join us
on a metaphysical,
holistic,
and intuitive journey.
The call-in number is 646-595-3440.
So sit back, relax,
and enjoy the ride. Welcome to With Insights Radio. I'm M. Iggy Garcia.
I'm David Tucros. Yes.
Welcome to the show, everybody. And we have a guest today who is going to be joining us, Mark Maffini. I think he's on. Were you on, Mark?
I am on.
All right. Very good. We're actually using a different platform today. We are actually using the Direct Connect platform since Skype was crapolian out on us. For some reason, just didn't want to work, so... If for some reason we get disconnected, just you guys keep the show going until we come back.
Okay.
How's everybody doing?
Good.
Good.
Meditating, getting rid of my stress.
Getting rid of your stress. Cool.
Yeah.
Well, holidays are over now. We can relax a tiny bit.
Yeah, well, we got another one coming up.
Which one's that?
New Year's.
Valentine's Day? Well, that's not really a holiday. Is that a holiday for you?
I don't know. You know, it's not like you buy presents and
all
the big buildup to it, but, you know.
I think it's more chill because you're this old 15 and take on the new 16.
Oh, yeah. I'm ready to do that.
15 was kind of it was a year of the infinite cycle. Everything just seems like it was going round and round. And,
yeah, a lot of challenges for me, you know, a lot of challenges and, you know, just seem like some pretty yucky stuff coming to the surface. So
yeah.
I don't know if that fits in with what we're going to talk about tonight, but that was my take on 2015 anyway.
David, has venereal diseases come up?
I'll be more careful next time.
Yeah.
I'm telling you.
Use a condom, David.
Well, you know, hey.
No, I'm just joking. Break the mode a little bit here. It's a little somber in this studio. Come on. No.
Venereal disease, the gift that keeps on giving.
Yes, never stops oozing. But I want to thank everybody for joining us. We're with Insights. We're a group of people coming together weekly, monthly, you know, biweekly, and we share our thoughts, our emotions, and our feelings. Actually, this is our last show for us. For this year,
2015, yeah,
which is kind of cool, you know, because we get to talk a little bit about, you know, what we did a little bit, and then we get to go into the projection mode with Mark a little bit. He gets to share with us, but I don't know. Let's go out. Let's talk a little bit about what we enjoyed about what we did on this show, you know, as a group, you know, things that, you know, I mean, for some of us, we've been here for almost 9 years, and for others, we've only been here for 1 year,
right. Right.
So I'd always like to kind of hear, unless you want to share something else before we get into that tangent and that whirlwind of fun.
Not really. You know, just I think it's a good time to look at the year gone by and just kind of see where we came from, what we went through, and where we're going to. So, you know, we did some interesting things during the year. We had some Ash Cave gatherings, and we did our gathering of 1,000 drummers in Whetstone Park. And every time we do that, it's always different.
Uh-huh.
It's always got a different energy, and it's a great experience. Though it's about coming together and meeting new people and seeing old friends, and it takes on a life of its own. You know, we plan this to go maybe a certain way, but it kind of goes sideways and backwards and upside down, and it's all good. You know, because we can't plan some of the best things that do end up happening.
That's true.
So I'm really grateful for those times. Personally, you know, I faced some challenges, some changes, a major move, and stepping back and reassessing some things and still going on through that. But the energy of 2015 to me, it seems, was a lot of just about bringing things to the surface, about self-examination and examination of the world around us and the people around us and the issues around us too. So that's the way I experienced it anyway.
Cool. How about you, Adriana?
Yeah, I have to agree with David. Definitely resonated with me. I faced a lot of, financial stress and just different, at different times, you know. And that's never fun. But through all of those types of stresses, I managed to just be thankful that things worked out to where it wasn't all at once, and I could, work a little and have some time to deal with the finances through them.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I did many of the bad that came out through the year. I think I managed to see the silver lining behind the dark cloud and see the good in those things. So spiritually, I have felt like I've improved a lot on a lot of stuff spiritually and reacting to things as opposed to the year before. So, yeah, but I also met, some new people. We did a lot of fun things, and I learned a lot about love and forgiveness this past year. Some people went in and out of my life in different ways, so that was interesting, and I'm grateful for those things. Your post earlier kind of said a lot, Iggy, as far as reflecting back on 2015 and, people that come and went through your life that have just walked with you for whatever reason in those directions. You were thankful and grateful for those. So
mm-hmm.
I definitely experienced some of that too this past year. And, sometimes when people have to either walk away or you have to walk away from them, sometimes that's really hard and that plays a lot on your emotions. But I spent a lot of this year dealing with trying to control my emotions, and I think I've come a long way. So I'm looking forward to 2016 and hoping all of us combine to make a really good change, out there. So.
And Mr. Fish, how about you?
I'd have to agree with all that. I think 2015 was really about like digging up a lot of buried stuff and processing a lot of stuff and coming to grips with things and, kind of trying a lot of things and seeing what worked and what didn't. And it was really, I think everyone, I'd say everyone struggled at times this last year. I know I did. So it's, you have some dreams are dashed, and then that makes room for other ones to, to blossom. So, yeah, it was definitely a trying year, and I think everyone used up about every last modicum of patience they had over this last year.
I'm trying every year too.
Right.
They don't all seem to fit right.
Because you can't really carry your patience over, so you got to use it all up before the year's over, or then it just goes to waste.
Oh, yeah. Kind of like the timeout to the football game. You got to use them up,
Exactly. Might as well burn them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it seemed like there was no being half-assed about stuff or being half-hearted about stuff this year. It was like either you were in it or you were not. It was very plain and simple that you couldn't really walk the middle ground or in some things that you were trying to maybe, you know, I'm going to have this, but I'm going to have that. You know, it's like the lines were definitely drawn, and you're going to choose this or choose that, buddy. You're not going to have them both. So,
yeah, I think you're right about that, because there were situations where I was kind of pretty clean cut and dry for me.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't going to put up with too much crap. And there was other times where I do put up with crap, but there were certain situations and events that I said, nope.
Yep.
Sorry. You can go waddle in your crap over there by yourself, because I'm not joining you.
Mm-hmm. And that's kind of a big step for some people, because especially us kind of enablers, or, you know, the kind of people who want to be empathetic with people and say, I hear you, I feel you. Sometimes you get caught into that, you know, kind of trap of drama and being somebody's playing the victim all the time and things like that. It's like, I just don't have time for that anymore, you know.
Absolutely.
I wish you well, but I can't waste time playing games anymore.
Yeah, it's true.
You know. But let's get back to you, Mark. And astrologically speaking, let's take a look at the year 2015 and see kind of where we came from and what we went through before we go into 2016 and talk about where we're going. So what were the major astrological influences that entered into and we went through in 2015?
Well, I mean, I think that the main thing, and this one's kind of going on still, is we just had a 3-year cycle where, let me preface this with just a little astrology tidbit is, as the planets go outward, like usually, like when an astrologer does a chart, maps out the planets, it goes like Sun, Moon, Mercury, Venus, Mars, Jupiter, Saturn, Uranus, Neptune, Pluto. And then you have the nodes, which are more like points. But the inner planets, Sun, Moon, Mercury, Venus, Mars, Jupiter, and then Saturn's kind of the bridge between the inners and outers. That the inner planets, when they're affected by stuff, that's kind of where things really hit on a personal level. And then when you look at the outer planets, say Uranus, Neptune, Pluto, that's where those planets move so very slow that that's where we see the more gradual but long-term, like, societal changes, where we see the collective unconsciousness changing, our subconsciouses, that's where we see, like, the big world events and, like, the world as a whole kind of shifting, because those planets, they move so slow and stay in a sign for so long that they're kind of affect generations and kind of we may not always feel the personal brunt of those, but they will often affect change in us by all the stuff that's going on around us. So last year, kind of the big thing was Uranus and Pluto, two of the three outer most planets, they've been squaring each other for the last 3 years. So a square is a 90-degree angle. It requires a lot of change. And, you know, it's about revolution and changing the power structures, and there can be a lot of upset and revolutions, governments tumbling, economies tumbling, you know, lots of big world events. So over the last 3 years of this Uranus-Pluto square, and this Uranus-Pluto square is still in effect. It's not going to be – we've passed all the exact points, so we're not going to have the gigantic explosions from it, but it's still – it's hanging out there. And for the first 3 months of next year – they're only Uranus and Pluto are only 1 to 2 degrees from this exact square, but they never get exactly square again. So that's where we're seeing a lot of this restlessness and the need for change and to fix some of the bigger picture things that are going on out there. And since countries and cities and states and groups are just you know, an accumulation of people, you know, whatever's happening in the collective is happening because it's going on the, you know, internal you know, on the individual level. And so there's been a lot of people breaking out of things, seeing what doesn't work, lots of change and challenge on that level. We're also just coming second half of this year. We just moved from Saturn being in the sign of Scorpio, where it was for 2.5 years. The second half of this year, it moved, or it was around like August, actually, but Saturn moved into Sagittarius. So this is kind of where Saturn is limitations and structures. It can be governments, military, police, any kind of structures, governments, financial systems.
Kind of the rulemaker, right?
Yes, yes, yes. Saturn rules the judicial system. In fact, as I've said before, everything that goes on in the courtroom is actually a ceremony of worship to Saturn, from the garb and the terminology and everything. It's this whole big Saturnian maritime law jurisprudence deal.
Saturn's not a lot of fun. I mean, Saturn's not a fun-loving planet, is it? It always is there to kind of reel us in, make us very aware of the structures in our world and things like that, right?
Yes, absolutely. Saturn is kind of the great auditor. So Saturn will stay in a sign for every 2.5 years. And each, as it's going, you know, so it roughly stays in a house, in a person's chart, for about 2.5 years. As it goes through each sign and each house in a person's chart, it kind of performs an audit. This is working well, this relationship is working well, this job is not working well, this living situation is not working well, you know, your transportation is fine, you know, so it kind of, what's a nice way to put this, it makes it very apparent what is working and what is not. So you kind of get rewarded and are able to build on the things that are working, and the things that are not working that you used to just idly go along with or whatever, you're not allowed to do that anymore. It's like the bottom falls out, and it's like, you need to fix this, and you need to fix this in the somewhat immediate future.
Right. So when Saturn is in a sign like say, Scorpio, like it was earlier this year, what does that mean as far as world influences or what we might be feeling inside?
Okay, so the issues that we've kind of seen that we, and we're still seeing some of this, but a lot of the things that really got big there the first half of this year when Saturn was in the last few degrees of Scorpio was the misuse of power. Because actually Pluto is in Capricorn. Capricorn is about self-accountability, and Pluto is about the power structures. So a lot of the stories from the first half of the year were military intervention where there shouldn't be, police abuse of power. There was many of those scenarios, and there's still some of those scenarios going on with the Pluto and Capricorn, us trying to get accountability where it should be. And so the Saturn and Scorpio can very much be about where there are limitations due to power structures and where authority is perhaps abusing its power. Saturn and Saturn, which rules Capricorn, and Scorpio are two signs that can be very good at, you know, working and building things, but Capricorn has this ability to shut off its emotions or stuff its emotions, and Scorpio has the ability, there can be abuses of power there. So that mixture can be very difficult. So we're really kind of seeing where the power structures may not be working and our best interests. So those are some of the issues that came up with that.
Yes, very true, very true.
Looking forward to 2016.
We don't know that yet. Let's
I have no choice. It's coming regardless if I want it to be gone or not.
That's true, that's true.
What would happen if we didn't put numbers on dates or anything, you know? I wonder what it would be like.
I don't know.
Oh, we'd be confused.
We wouldn't have this show right now. It's one thing.
When are we doing it? Next week. What day? There is no day.
Whenever it feels right, I guess. I don't know. But so let me get back to when you say that Saturn is now entering Sagittarius, how is
No one's entering me, okay?
Yeah. Right.
You looked at me funny with that.
Just a generic Sagittarius.
Hey, we take that personal over here.
But now that it's coming into Sagittarius, that doesn't sound any better, does it? Okay.
As we work our way into Sagittarius.
Yes. As we slowly ease ourselves into Sagittarius.
Oh, a commercial break coming up.
What does that mean then for the influences changing over?
Okay, so Sagittarius is the nomad, the world traveler. Sagittarius is ruled by Jupiter. It rules long distance travel, and it doesn't necessarily have to be physical travel. It can be like science fiction is ruled by Sagittarius. So we just kind of saw we had the new Star Wars movie come out, and even, you know, the Hunger Games movies and stuff, which the Hunger Games movies all have been released right around Thanksgiving, which interestingly, Katniss, who is the lead character in the Hunger Games movies, is now she uses a, what's her weapon of choice?
An arrow.
A bow.
It's a bow and arrow. And Sagittarius is the archer.
That's right.
So it's very interesting that every single one of the Hunger Games movies have been released right around the beginning of Sagittarius, just to kind of capitalize on, you know, that mentality, that symbolism of the archer. So that's one of the,
that's cool,
the holy wood little things they throw out there. And we can do a 30-hour show on that.
Exactly.
But,
holy wood.
But Sagittarius is ruled by Jupiter. Jupiter's the biggest planet. So anywhere where there's Jupiter or Sagittarius, there's expansion, growth, wanting higher education, wanting to expand our mind, space travel, time travel. These are all Sagittarian things, wanting to expand the boundaries of what our world is now, the structure of our world now, Saturn structures. So with Saturn and Sagittarius, we're seeing, you know, it's been in there for a few months, so we've seen definitely more of the world stage come into play with our events here, with the Paris incident and the other incidents also that have revolved around the words Paris. That's probably another show again.
I know where you're going with that.
Paris Hilton.
Yeah, we just had the third one of those last week. Which,
right.
If we get bored at some point, we'll jump into that.
We can bring that up. Yep.
Yeah. So Saturn and Sagittarius is kind of about expanding boundaries. We want more growth and to bring in more things. And, you know, and Sagittarius is humor also.
Really?
And levity and philosophy. So we're needing, with Saturn in Sagittarius, we're needing new philosophies on how to look at things, new philosophies on how to deal with things.
Those being Sagittarius.
Yes, using our wisdom and humor to kind of expand upon the boundaries, some of which self-imposed, that we are dealing with.
Well, I've got my
It doesn't sound like we have boundaries.
Healthy limits and boundaries. That's what we have to have.
That's right. That's right. And those go mm-hmm. for, you know, too, those goes for, like, energetic boundaries as well as, like, you know, physical boundaries.
That's huge. Mm-hmm.
Right. Exactly. Exactly. Hey, Drona, did you have any comments or questions you wanted to ask?
No, not really.
Okay.
Let's talk about what?
The three parents event. That's like my.
Okay.
First, Paris Hilton show got canceled. That's good.
Yeah.
I'm not sure that's on the list, but hey, we'll add it. Okay.
The short version of that without taking completely down the rabbit hole, but we had the terrorist attack in Paris,
mm-hmm.
which the mainstream story is it was done by a group of Islamic fundamentalists, and so then we had the San Bernardino event, which the mainstream news story put out there was that it was a couple, even though most of the witnesses there reported seeing three very large Caucasian males that were doing the shooting. But the mainstream story is there was this Islamic couple, again, foreigners, Sagittarius, Sagittarius ruling foreign lands, distant lands, travel. So interestingly, there is a town called Paris that was right down from the, there's happened to be, you know, shocking coincidence, there's happened to be a, you know, military training exercise going on at the same time as the San Bernardino event. Very close to a little town called Paris, which is close to San Bernardino. And then last week we had the what was made out as a humorous story on the news. Steve Harvey, the Capricorn, the host of Family Feud, amongst other things, at the Miss Universe, long-distance travel, Miss Universe pageant, supposedly putting the crown on the wrong person at the awards ceremony, and of course outside
Miss Columbia, right?
Miss Columbia.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Bear that in mind for a moment.
I'll let that simmer for a second, and I'll come back around to that. So the. There was an incident outside of where the pageant was where a woman in a car who she was supposedly homeless and she was supposedly agitated because the security, Saturn, had chased her out of a couple parking lots where she was trying to sleep. But she ran into a crowd of people, I think killing one and injuring 37. And it was actually right next to the Planet Hollywood, where the Miss Universe, Planet Hollywood Universe, Sagittarius, where the pageant was, and it was right in front of a place called the Paris Hotel. And so, yeah, coincidence, I'm sure.
Sure. So, you're all drunk, man. You're all drinking some kind of crazy stuff. No, I'm sure.
So,
keep going. I'm just messing.
So the So the crown was originally put on Miss Columbia. So mm-hmm. if you recall from previous discussions, that is the Statue of Liberty. Columbia. There's a goddess Columbia, or we talked about all the Columbia disasters, the space shuttle. Columbia,
Columbine.
Yes, think we had a list of about 15 things there where things with that name. And Columbia Pictures, again, if you look, if you recall the logo for Columbia Pictures, it's the goddess, who Columbia, holding the lighted torch, and she has the crown on her head, which is where the Statue of Liberty, you know, design came from. And, of course, the Statue of Liberty, remembering the Paris theme here again, the Statue of Liberty was created by French Freemasons and given to the United States, some believe as a symbol of the, you know, they give us your poor, you're tired, you're weak, which was written by somebody completely, that poem was written by somebody completely different than who created the statue. They were projecting what they thought it meant onto the statue.
Right.
Mm. But the that symbol is actually an Illuminati symbol. The illuminated ones, the lighted torch, the few that have, they were illuminated, that have the knowledge.
So kind of like hiding in plain sight. I mean, it seems as though many of these symbols that we're talking about, you know, and the words that are used, and, you know, they all harken back, of course, to Babylon, and but they're also just out there hiding in plain sight. You know, that's the way that that those things get insinuated into our lives, is through symbolism like that.
Maybe we're looking at the wrong symbols. Maybe they're distracting us with those symbols, and we should be looking for something else, like a unicorn or a rainbow or something.
Right.
You know,
right,
like,
right.
You know, if it makes sense to me, if they're bombarding us with images they want us to see, then we're actually not really seeing the images we're supposed to be, not the ones that don't want us to see.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
That could very well be, you know. It seems as though whenever something like, you know, Charlie Sheen gets in trouble and it's all over the news, you know, meanwhile somewhere else something else is going on, that it's like, look over here, and all this,
yeah, that's kind of what I'm saying.
You know, this hand is doing this while the other hand is motioning for us to look over there. But
my hands are on the keyboard.
right.
Right.
It's almost like a principle. Yeah, go ahead. I'm sorry.
I'll just wrap that up real quick and we'll go back to work.
Okay, you can go on.
Yeah. So it was just interesting that on, you know, all the newspapers in America that day, it's somewhere there was a picture of Steve Harvey, the Capricorn, again, Pluto being in Capricorn, and this event happened just like a day or two after the winter solstice when the sun entered Capricorn. So we have the Capricorn Steve Harvey removing the crown from Semiramis or Columbine or Columbia, or, uh-huh, you know, maybe kind of symbolizing the, you know, removing the crown from the Statue of Liberty.
Mm-hmm.
And then it being given to Miss Philippines.
Mm-hmm. And he was a black guy.
So I kind of looked up the charts real quick of some of those people, and it was on the solstice, or the day after the solstice, I think, in, let's see, Miss Columbia. So, okay, so, well, I guess I can't turn around now, can I? Miss Philippines, Miss Philippines, who was given the crown, Pia Alonzo Wurzbach, I believe is her name, was born September 24th, one day after the autumnal equinox.
Mm-hmm.
And like we had kind of discussed before, that there's two solstices, the summer and winter, and then there's two equinoxes, which is the spring and fall. And the spring and fall is when the sun's ecliptic is furthest from the sun, and I may have this reversed. And then the two solstices are when it's closest to the sun, and it's, well, I think I have that reversed, but you get the idea. So Miss Philippines, who was born one day off of the solstice, and then this event happened like the day after the winter solstice. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, she was born right a day after the equinox. And
yes.
The woman who, Miss Columbia, Ariadna Gutierrez, was actually born December 25th. that day may sound familiar, as our Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
So kind of interesting that that event happened just a couple days before Christmas, right after the solstice. And then, you know, if you want, we can get into the whole Christmas thing and whatnot, but that's...
Well, we'll see. We'll see about
your
that.
Choice hey, on that trail.
My observation from what you're saying...
tie-ins there to...
Well, those are good observations. You know, those are really good mm-hmm. observations, you know, because you're dethroning one.
Mm-hmm.
And then, but, you know, if you think about it, they're all minorities, too.
Mm-hmm.
And so they had two sacrifices, not just one.
Right.
And then they had a black guy, okay? You got to think from my
right.
point of view here. Then you got this minority black man, put him on the spot.
And USA was number three, you know.
Yeah,
even,
you know, so
yeah.
when you think about it, you know, there's a lot of symbolism. There's a lot you can read into it. And what's the purpose? You said that they have sacrifices like this. They don't do literal sacrifices anymore, you know, where they actually kill people that I am aware of. But they do it metaphorically in a way that, you know, you observe it.
Mm-hmm.
So that was pretty huge. It's pretty big.
That was. You know, I want to talk someday, Mark, I want to talk to you someday about Janet Jackson's nipple. I think that's there's a lot of symbolism there.
She doesn't have one.
The whole wardrobe malfunction thing. But anyway, yeah, we'll have to talk about that.
Yes, that could be a show.
The well. Nipple show.
You know,
but
you guys are talking
so
about
maybe,
how.
Well, just so maybe quick, too. Maybe that's just a symbol of, you know, interesting. Right after the Paris event, we'd had the. I just totally took this whole show down the conspiracy trail. But
stick with us, folks. We'll get out of this.
No, it ties in, you know. So
it's all tied. It's all symbology. That's
yes.
right. So the G20 conference was right after the Paris attacks, and so just kind of interesting then that you know maybe is the removing of the crown from Colombia, who even though she's Miss Colombia, is she also a symbol for the United States,
mm-hmm.
Statue of Liberty. Removing mm-hmm. the Capricorn, removing the crown from the Statue of Liberty, which is the Statue of Liberty is based on Columbia, the goddess Columbia.
Mm-hmm.
So
what could that mean? Does that mean that America is now being like dethroned or something? I don't know.
I'd say it's possible that that's a high sign. Like, hey, somebody, whatever time period they laid down, maybe at the G20 conference, hey, mm-hmm. when you see the sign, then, it, you know, a month from that or whatever, you know, it'll be interesting to see what plays out. I saw just today the January edition of The Economist came out, and I have not had a chance to look at that, but I know a friend of mine wrote an article on it, so if you're... I think at some point we talked about last year's edition of The Economist with all the symbolism and
mm-hmm.
All the little clues into France on the cover and just say it's interesting.
To say the least.
Interesting
yeah.
magazine cover. I could spend hours mm-hmm. just looking at the cover. So the new one just came out today for 2016, so I have not had a chance to dissect the cover yet, but I'm sure that I will.
That'll be an interesting show when you do.
Yeah. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Well, you guys were talking about, you know, misdirection and sleight of hand. So I'm looking at CNN, just I was just curious to see what was on there. And the first thing, I mean, it's just, they just shove this shit in your face, okay? They said,
right.
Are the terrorists actually winning? And then they show this whole group of guys in black gear and a pickup truck, which I don't know why we can't find a pickup truck and blow it up. And these guys weren't black. But anyhow, then you look down and it says, look back at 2015. You see Prince Harry with a beard and this woman next to him, must be his girlfriend, his wife. And they're laughing, ha, 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 you know, like, and mm-hmm. so, you know, laughing out loud, the year in laughter. And so they're asking a question, a pretty serious question, about are we actually winning? And then these Brits are
laughing,
you know?
Yeah.
And then, you know, you can just look at the front page and just look at everything. Eight military boggles the 2015. Why Lindsey Vonn says she's self, you know, whatever. And then big Star Wars, you know, and then the sloth, which I thought was kind of interesting. They talked about a sloth, about slowing down, you know, and taking patience and listening. Sometimes we just jump to conclusions. Sometimes we move quickly and we're too fast to judge and too quickly to make our opinions and want to be heard. Mm-hmm. I think that's where our government's kind of been, making very hasty decisions, very quick and very without thinking, because we have people in certain positions and we trust in them and they lead us in a bad path, you know? Mm-hmm. So there's hidden messages everywhere, like you guys are talking about.
Well, symbology is the language that communicates to the subconscious.
Oh, yeah.
And it's been used for thousands of years, and it's been used very effectively in our very culture here, because in the last, say, 110 years or 12 years, you know, we've had hypnosis has been something that has been used advertising, and the fact that we have the television that we sit and we stare at for hours and hours, that gives us hyper-focus on that screen, and then through that screen we can receive all kinds of messages and communications that we're not even aware of. That's what advertising is all about.
Yeah.
You know, it's those up, those subliminal messages. So, yeah, we're surrounded by it, and we're controlled by it, too. So even though it doesn't seem to tie in with talking about or originally started talking about, it's important to me, because when we start to determine how we're controlled, we can start to become more aware of and more free from that control.
Yeah, that's true. Let's take a quick break, and we'll be right back. Okay, guys?
Yep.
You are listening to WithInsightsRadio.com on the Blog Talk Radio Network, your free online holistic publication resource radio for trusting your intuition, achieving self-discovery, and following your soul self.
You are listening to WithInsightsRadio.com, your free online resource for achieving self-discovery and inspiration. With Insights Radio is a listener-supported radio station, and your donations are greatly appreciated. We cover a variety of topics, interviews surrounding the metaphysical and holistic and natural medicine, alternative healing modalities, and much more. Thank you for tuning in to WithInsightsRadio.com.
Back to With Insights Radio. I'm David Tucros.
I'm Iggy Garcia.
And I'm Adriana.
And our guest tonight is Mark Matheny, who is telling us a lot of things, but actually we're talking about the astrological influences coming up for 2016 and some of the things that are kind of going on below the surface of our perception, so to speak, and or, you know, how we're kind of being steered by that. So I'll just let us pick up where we left off, or we can jump into totally new territory, kind of wherever you guys want to go.
Yeah, you pick.
We'll let Adriana pick. How's that?
I don't want to beat the horse if it's already dead.
And our masculine energy is starting to smell.
I picked the last one, thank you.
I
let us down the rabbit hole.
Oh my God! It was your fault. No, I'm joking.
Okay, so let's return back to the astrological influences for 2016 and talk about what we're going to be coming into in, like, let's say the first 3 or 4 months of this upcoming year. Now, you said something about Saturn coming into Sagittarius. Are there any other influences that would add to, augment, or even conflict with those influences?
Yes, good lead in. and assist
we didn't
for
even plan
growth.
This. It was good. Yeah.
So Saturn is square to Neptune. Saturn is in Sagittarius. Neptune is in Pisces. Those are a square, that 90-degree angle we talked about.
That's a difficult angle, you said. Sometimes there's a lot of conflict or, you know, opposition when things are squared, correct?
Yes. Squares have a lot of energy to them. They need action. If there's not action taken with the square, then you get combustion and explosions. So squares require action. So Saturn is structures, how our reality is set up. Neptune is our intuition, imagination, can be creativity, spirituality. Saturn squared Neptune kind of shows us where the boundaries are. Where are the boundaries of our reality? How do our dreams and our imagination and our spirituality, how do they fit in with Saturn, our 3D world, our day-to-day activities, the boundaries we have to come up with. And so, too, we're seeing a lot of boundaries of, or battles of ideologies. Like I've mentioned, and I took this from another astrologer, Adam Ellen Boss, who's a really good astrologer, but he had pointed out to where the last time Saturn and Neptune move very slow. So the last time that Saturn and Neptune were square and the signs they are now was during the Salem witch trials. So I think we're kind of seeing that play up again, but now it's instead of, going after the witches, now it's, okay, it's the Muslims' fault, it's the Syrian refugees, because again, Saturn, Sagittarius, foreigners. So then it's, people's perceptions of, who's to blame. Who's to blame for the problems? Is it the foreigners? Is it the Islamic groups? Is it the Republicans? Is it the Democrats? And so there's a lot of people trying to play blame as to, who's at fault for the things that are going on. Is it the government? Is it the military? Is it, other countries, yada, yada. So
right.
on one level, we're having that kind of big picture battle of what's, who to blame or whatnot and what doesn't fit properly into our structures. But on another level, it is kind of how do we get, what are my dreams and aspirations and how do I manifest them and how do I get them into a 3D context, Saturn. So how do I get my Neptune and my Saturn to work together? How do I make my life resemble my dreams or my creativity or what I want my life to look like or manifest? And a lot of the crappiness of last year was kind of because we kind of had moved into this Saturn Neptune square a little bit ago. A few months back, and so then it's like we're seeing, okay, what I'm doing now does not work. How do I? I'm not going to accomplish my goals in this way. How else can I get to my destination? How else can I get my dreams, dream life, spirituality? How do I get it to work in unison with my 3D reality, as opposed to it being a struggle. And I probably heard this 5,000 times last year, so sometimes from myself, but it's like, how do I be spiritual and exist in the everyday world?
Right.
How do I, how do I, it's easy, I can be in, fluffy la-la land, but then it's hard to function on the 3D level. But then if I just try to function on the 3D level, then I'm totally cutting myself off from infinite consciousness. So I think that's kind of where that's one of the big issues we're going to have for this year is, hey, how do I get my reality to reflect what I want my what I want my life to look like.
Right. Now, these planets move slowly, so would this be an influence that's going to be all year next year, or will there be a transition into something different?
Yeah, this will kind of Saturn moves relatively quick compared to Neptune, so it'll go through most of this year, but this isn't like a long, it's not like a 3-year, 4-year thing like the Uranus Pluto square was.
Yeah.
So we have there's a lot of things going on here. We have that the Uranus Pluto square, then we have the Saturn Neptune square. But on a couple other levels, we have there's kind of been a lot of flakiness over the last year or so, where there's been like a lot of ego and drama and stuff. And Jupiter, which stays in the sign for a year, is kind of how we interact with the outside world. Jupiter, a couple months ago, moved into Virgo. And Jupiter's going to stay in Virgo up through most of next year. I think it's early October of next year. It'll go into Libra. But Virgo is very analytical and detail-oriented and practical. So Virgo is very good at analyzing problems and looking at things and seeing what the fix is for them. So,
and with Jupiter coming into that, you said Jupiter actually expands whatever sign that it's in. So that's going to give more energy to that analytical, that problems, potential problem-solving influence that that Virgo has, correct?
Yes. I'm really into music, and you know, I kind of look at pop culture from an astrological eye as well. So whatever sign Jupiter is in, you'll kind of that'll kind of be the pop culture kind of theme for that mm-hmm. year. So you'll get. I mean, there'll be. Obviously, one of the big conversations has been the health care. Are they going to repeal Obamacare? Are they, you know, and just you just see so much just yoga, alternative health, homeopathy. You're just seeing a whole lot more of this because people, you know, the system doesn't work. People are looking for ways to better their health without having to go through the ordeal of, you know. You know, I mean, I can't even get in to see my doctor. I don't know about anybody else, but it's like you have to, like, have a limb missing or something to even be able to. So I think it's a lot of, there'll be a lot of people looking at, you know, okay, so how can I better my food? How can I better what I'm putting into my body? How can I, what vitamins, minerals, essential oils, whatever can I use to help, you know, better my health and, you know, protect me against some of this stuff and keep my body mm-hmm. functioning.
Better self-care.
Level.
Yeah, better self-care then. Yeah.
Right. And Jupiter in Virgo, Taurus, and Capricorn are the three Earth signs. So those three signs form what's called a grand trine when you have things in those three signs. So Jupiter is trine. Jupiter in Virgo is trine, which is a positive, helpful aspect. It means two planets are working well together as opposed to the square where there's difficulty. So Jupiter's trine to Pluto, and like I said earlier, Pluto's in Capricorn, self-accountability. So Jupiter and Pluto are working together in our favor to help us figure out these conundrums and the health issues and stuff. So it's not just all bad. So there's usually good and bad stuff going on at the same time. So we're getting mm-hmm. help from Jupiter in a good aspect with Pluto to help, and Pluto is transformation. So how do we, you know, how do we take accountability, Pluto and Capricorn, and transform our health, Jupiter and Virgo? And those two are working together. And two, we've talked at times about the nodes, the North Node and the South Node, the North Node being future, South Node being past karma. The North Node has entered Virgo as well. So again, that's even more kind of doubling up that Virgo energy. And the North Node will be involved in this trine with Pluto also. So again, we're getting a lot of this Virgo energy, and we're going to have it for the next up through the fall, where Jupiter and the North Node and Pluto are all working very much together. North Node helping work towards the future, Pluto transforming things, Jupiter, expanding our knowledge, awareness, expansion, Jupiter. And so those three guys will be working in harmony and very, very close in harmony from the, say, mid-spring through mid-summer, that like April through like late June, early July period, Jupiter, the North Node, and Pluto will be very, very close to exact in these good aspects. So this spring and summer will be really fantastic time for all of us to kind of move things forward. And if you have any Taurus or Capricorn or Virgo in your birth chart, then those planets will be hitting that, giving you even more help, even more of a bump up to.
So what I'm hearing is put off your New Year's resolutions until the spring or summer, because you'll have a better.
Yeah. Merry Easter, y'all.
Thank you, Steve Harvey.
Yeah, you probably don't.
I'm the one that made the meme for that. You know that, right? I take credit for that.
Yeah, I'm not a New Year's resolution person.
I think we've had that discussion.
We've had a New Year's dissolution.
New Year's dissolution. Yeah. Well, you know, it seems like this current atmosphere we're in is a lot of judgmentalism and just blame throwing. And is that going to kind of mellow out over the next few months or half a year or so? Are we going to move out of that area of just kill the witch into something a little more tolerant?
Here's the conundrum with this, with the Virgo energy and the Saturn Neptune square. So, you know, everything, it's every planetary aspect, every astrological thing that's going on, it's just an energy. We can take it, we can do with it, you know, we're not doomed to have a miserable year or we're not going to just have a great year just by existing. Yeah, I mean, you got to put a little energy and a little work into it and, you know, use the energy in your favor. So there's some destructive stuff out there. So what do you need blown up? What do you need changed? What do you need redirected? Mm-hmm. And then we have this positive earth energy out there that'll help us make the changes. And hopefully it'll be in a little less destructive way than the last couple years. So here's the balancing act. Because we have three of these this year. We will have what is called a mutable T-square. We're going to have Saturn and Neptune square, and then the Jupiter North Node in Virgo, which is another Virgo, Pisces, Sagittarius, and Gemini, or the four mutable signs. So the good thing when there's a lot of energy in the mutable signs is we can think on the run easy. We can adapt to change easy. We can think on the fly. We can correct things easily. The difficult part of having, you know, the mutable T-square or lots of mutable energy is that there can be boundary issues where it's like, you know, we can take on other people's problems or other people's energy, or we can feel like there's nothing, no solid ground, and we're kind of spinning out of control. And that the Virgo energy lends itself to that spinning out of control. Because the Virgo energy is, Virgo's ruled by Mercury, which is the mental processes. So Virgos are very, if you know any Virgos, they're very analytical, they're very quick-witted, they're quick-thinking. So there's Jupiter in Virgo, Jupiter expands everything. So there's a lot of this analytical energy out there. So then the question comes down to each individual person, what do you do with that energy? Are you going to take that energy and, okay, who can I blame for my problems? Who can I yell out? yell at? Who can I, you know, who's, who can I blame for what I haven't accomplished? Who can I blame for? So you can do that, or you can take that energy and say, okay, I'm going to take accountability, Pluto and Capricorn, and I can take that and use it to correct the things on my own and not worry about, you know, what other people are doing or whatnot.
Hold that thought, hold that energy, guys. We're going to take a break, okay, real quick.
Okay, okay.
I got some people in the chat room have some questions for you.
Okay.
You are listening to WithInsightsRadio.com on the Blog Talk Radio Network, your free online holistic publication resource radio for trusting your intuition, achieving self-discovery, and following your soul self.
Welcome back to With Insights Radio, and I hope you're enjoying the show tonight. Mark's giving us a good in-depth detail about 2016, how it's going to look and what it's going to be like.
Hope you're taking notes.
And if you don't understand some of the terminology, I mean, I'm sure Mark is more willing and able to help you. You probably set up a time with him or a session with him to get some clarity on that, because I know some of the wording is probably new for some people and probably not for others. So if you have any questions, please ask. So we're going to take some callers, okay, about 2016. And Mark, we'll let you
Answer their questions.
Spear that. And we'll begin with one who's been on since the beginning here almost.
Hello, this is Kevin, host of the Indigo Weekly Top 40.
Hey, what's up?
Hello, Kevin. Welcome to the show.
To be on. I was wondering if Mark could do a 26 astrology reading for me.
Just Mark there.
Well, I know you're a sun sign. What's your birthday again?
2/20/82.
What was it?
2/20/82.
Okay. So this year you should be, last year you had the Neptune Saturn square going right on your sun. So the Saturn energy was showing you limitations and where things needed to be corrected, possibly through legal avenues, which I believe we've talked about.
Yes.
It should be past the worst of that, because Saturn is, I think Saturn's at like 11 Sag now, so it's kind of past that square to your sun. So things should loosen up for you a little bit in that area. Actually, I think I have your chart in my database here, I believe.
Mark's good. He's got everybody programmed in there.
You're in his database whether you know it or not.
That's right. I am the National Security Agency. Right. So,
number two.
Right. So Saturn is past that square to your sun. Now you've got a lot of Libra and a lot of Capricorn in your chart.
Yes.
So in a couple years, when Pluto gets later on into Capricorn and Uranus gets later on into Aries, where you have where that Uranus energy will be opposing your, you've got Mars, Saturn, and Pluto in Libra. So when Uranus is opposing those, you'll see some shakeups and some restructuring that needs done. But that Saturn square your sun is normally a giant pain in the butt. So I would think that it should be calmer this year than it was last year. You'll have a lot of changes and stuff to make, like late this year and next year, when Uranus opposes that Libra stellium you have, but overall it should be much calmer for you.
Easier.
This year. Yes.
Easier.
Very good.
All right.
That's the word he wants to use. Cool. Very good. Thank
well,
you for calling.
I
appreciate
it. Thank you. Yes. Well,
you've earned
thanks,
it,
Kevin.
Awesome. Yeah.
Well, my chart's full of candy corn, but that's
okay. Candy corn. Capricorn candy corn. But anyway, I think a lot of people really kind of need that. They need some relief from what they've been going through, because it has been very hard, difficult to take an honest look at some of these things in our life. I mean, the things that we used to gloss over really have come up into our face, you know, this year, and really just been like this energy that we're talking about, this Virgo energy with Jupiter. It's showing us, you know, really what doesn't work in our lives. So, you know, and that's fine, but it almost becomes, you know, just too much at times. You know, you really want some kind of to step back and go, you know, I need a break, or I need to figure out how to get past all this. Mm-hmm. So it's nice to know that there is some relief on the way. We may still have some things to work through. You know, we're in the tunnel still, but there's light at the end of it. So and all these things are for our own good too. I think we need to remember that we go through individual and collective changes for the betterment of our societies and of our lives, because you know, we have to go through these energies, and the way we react to them kind of hones us or tempers us according to how we react to what's going on. I guess am I speaking correctly?
Yeah, absolutely. I get in that scenario sometimes, right? You know, I try to shoot the real deal out there, and it's like, oh my God, I'm going to hide for 6 months. And it's like, no, it's there's energy is just that. It's energy. It's one of the, you just have to learn to manipulate it and make it work for you instead of working against you. If you're right. Very resistant to change and have a fearful attitude, then yeah, a lot of this stuff's going to be scary. But even the worst transit, the worst stuff astrologically you can have going on, you always end up, almost always end up better on the back end of it. And it's just depending on how painful. I mean, the worst, I know people that have had horrible, terrible transits. I like, oh my God, like how did you live through that? And they're like, well, I just, you know, you work with the, instead of fighting it and resisting change to stay in situations that are bad for you, if you work with the energy and go with it, say, instead of being fearful, you go, hey, okay, what are you trying to show me? What I know I have stuff that needs fixed, and instead of trying to fight it or, you know, hide from it, if you work with it, then it's a lot less painful. And then it, you know, you can work with it on, you know, improving things and fixing things. It's just getting out of the kind of the, you know, sometimes we can get into that, and I do this too, and you can get into that negative mindset, like, oh, I don't want to redo this right now. You know.
All right. We have another caller?
Sure.
Here we go. Hello.
Unmute.
Welcome.
Unmuted. That's how, yep. I'm welcome to the show. Unmuted.
Welcome to the show.
How
I can
are
put you,
you
back
Paul?
On mute.
Unmute. Well, no, that reminds me too much of when I was married. Don't put me back on mute.
All right, there you go. Put you back on mute.
Oh, there I'm back. Good. So what do you want to know?
I do have
something to report. I do my report. My father is feeling better. I put up on Facebook that he was having some troubles last evening. He is feeling better today. So I want to let everybody know that.
Yeah.
And this is Mudto Sasquatch, for those of you who want to know who it is.
That's me. Mm-hmm. Yes. Mudto Sasquatch. That's me.
I didn't recognize his number.
I am Mudto Sasquatch. I've come here to mess up your show.
Wow.
So what is this? This is what predictions and stuff, right?
Yeah, just kind of astrological influences for the coming year. You want to know what's going to happen with you, or what the influences are with you? Or?
I don't know. No, I'd rather not. No, I guess I'm just sort of processing and accepting the past year, which I guess has ended on a relatively high note. You know, I have a place now because this year or last year at this time I was living with you, Iggy, and
yep, that's right.
I know you're happy that that ended, but
actually you probably would have been nice right now to have your to distract
my
mind.
Yeah, I did the show last year with you. I was sitting there with you guys and did this show.
Yep, that's right.
So, you know, have my own place. Would like to be working more than I am, but that's something that's kind of, you know, in my hands to change, I guess. My book is still sitting right where it was at this time last year. I could change that too. So, I think I'm sorry, Mark. You started to say something.
Oh, I just said just knowing that you're an Aquarius that the first 7 or 8 months of last year when Saturn was still in Scorpio. Actually, if you go back 2.5 years from that, while Saturn was in Scorpio, that was probably a very, that was forming that square, that difficult aspect to the Aquarius tribe. So that Saturn energy should be letting up for any of the Aquarius people that are out there, so kind of you're off from under the hot seat right now, so to speak.
That would be cool. I would like that. Interesting. That's another thing about I'm an Aquarius, so getting a reading would not do me any good because I'd drift away after about 20, 30 seconds and be on something else.
What'd you say? No, I'm sorry.
What the hell, yeah. Got that Aquarius attention span thing going, or lack thereof. I don't suppose anybody listened to my show on Friday.
Last Friday?
Yeah.
Or this coming Friday?
I did.
You did? How was it?
I did. I liked it.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, I think I was on your show Friday.
Well, actually, no, because I had a
part
technical glitch, and I was able to download the show, but there was Thursday. Yeah, we did it. I'm doing some experiments, and Iggy and Adriana were nice enough to agree to call in so I could have something actually happening. And then it went pretty well, so I was we'll just download the show and I'll run it on Friday, and I won't have to do a show on Friday. But I had a technical problem with the foul, unfortunately. So I had to do a show anyway. And I don't know. Adriana, what did I talk about?
No, I listened to the one that we did on Thursday.
Oh, okay.
I think Friday morning.
Okay, yeah, because it would have been there.
I played it from Iggy's link that he had posted. I clicked on that, and our show played.
Yeah, it's there.
Yeah.
It's just I couldn't get it to play again on Friday night.
Oh.
All right. That's why I didn't listen to it Friday, because I thought I was already on the show.
Yeah, sure. That's why.
That's my alibi. I'm sticking to it.
And I don't listen because I'm in bed by 9:30. So, you know, it's just.
Yeah.
But what did you talk about?
Talk to those crazy people who talked me into doing a show at midnight. Midnight would
be good.
That'd be a good time for you.
Yeah.
I don't even remember. I have to go back and check because it's such – I don't prepare. I mean, I find when I prepare, I just don't talk about that stuff anyway.
Right.
So it just comes – it comes, you know, direct from spirit through me onto Blog Talk. And most, like I say, I'm Aquarius. I'm not paying any attention, so I don't know what I said. And maybe it should be. I mean, it's not quite as – you know, I'm not speaking in tongues or anything. I'm talking about things that – I think I talked about vampire movies.
Okay.
That was my Christmas theme. My Christmas theme show, I talked about vampire movies. And then there's another thing. There's another show that's called Lost Girl. I don't know if you're familiar with it, but it's very popular on YouTube. And I thought, I'm going to talk about these vampire movies. And it says, no, I won't talk about that. I'll talk about Lost Girl. And then I got into the show, and I forgot that I wasn't going to talk about the vampire thing. So I started on that, and I ended up... this weird sort of hybrid between vampire movies and Lost Girl that really have nothing to do with each other, and I'm trying desperately to find some way to pull them together. And finally, I just quit. You know,
common denominator.
I thought,
yeah.
I was about 12 minutes into it. I said, you know, I just have nothing else on this. Let's talk about something else.
They were lost in the darkness.
What I want, that's lost in the darkness. But one thing I want to do with the show, and maybe Mark can chime in on this. Next, I want to put a lot more emphasis on the Shaman Tarot next year. It took me a while to get into it, and I am starting to get into it now. And I think if I want to do it, you know, more seriously, I have to learn more about it. I have to learn more about tarot first of all, and then the shamanic symbolism as well. And I'm going to just kind of take that journey on the show. I'm going to talk about, you know, what I've been researching more and what I've been learning. I think it's time for the show to take something of a more spiritual bent. Is that what do the stars say about that, Mark?
Yeah, I mean, any kind of expansion that you can do, especially the second, starting in October of next year, Jupiter's going to move into Libra, Jupiter will be in Libra for a year. That's good for all the air signs out there, Libra, Gemini, and Aquarius. So definitely the late part of next year, you'll have lots of energy there helping you to expand your boundaries, we'll say. So, yeah, so I would say yes, that's a good idea to incorporate the tarot and stuff and expand your horizons. And
that's very good.
I'd say good move.
Thank you. Thank you for that. I know, and that I just want to give props to Chief Iggy there, because he's the one who put me on to the Shaman Tarot. He gave me the deck, mainly because Iggy, you were encouraging me to develop that part of my show about, because I never didn't do readings at all, and of course you guys love it so much. I just want to leave it to you, but the main thing is. Well, I mean, the thing holding me back was I didn't feel confident in doing them, you know, and you always this sort of morbid fear that you're going to tell somebody something that's wrong when, you know, wrong is not really, you know, doesn't really enter into it. So
right.
I want to thank you for the, I want to thank you for putting me onto that. And I will pledge
Most
to
welcome.
Put more energy into that. I'll put more energy into that into the new year.
Sounds good.
Awesome.
I still love your show, the way you do it too. So, now it's gonna be an hour show, right?
I may have to expand it a bit because I don't want to lose that part of it either. You know, the sort of free form. I think there's going to be that. It's going to be kind of like that when I'm talking about the Shaman Tarot too. But
yeah,
I may have to push the time limits out, or it may become.
He's trying to get
it. It might become mud toe at 11:30.
He's trying to be in bed by 12:30.
The special, the mud toe at 8 for Two Crows.
There you go. Thank you. Thank you.
Special Two Crows edition.
Broadcast in Two Crows time.
Wow.
Okay.
Well, I think I'm going to leave. I think I've spent enough of you guys' time. I'm going to leave you to it. Have a good show, and let's all have a great great new year of 2016 on withinsoits.com.
Yeah. And we'll see you Thursday, right? We'll see you Thursday.
Yes, oh yes, please. Everybody come to the New Year's party at Garcia's. I'm going to be taping my show there. We'll be doing
so
pictures and all that good stuff.
Okay.
Yeah, he'll be having a good time. Thanks,
right.
Todd.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Keep
Bye-bye.
Listening.
I love that guy.
Yeah, I do too. He's awesome.
Let's move to our next caller here real quick. Hello, welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome. What's your name?
My name is Penny.
Hi, Penny, welcome. Question for Mark?
Hi.
Hi.
What's that?
You have a question for Mark?
Yes, I do have a question. I recently met somebody, but our timing is off, and I'm wondering what you see as far as relationships go.
What's your birthday?
September 1st of 82.
Do we know this other person's birthday?
Yes, it's January 1st of 85.
So you're both born on the first day of the month.
Yes.
Yeah. So you're wow. so you're both Earth signs. So that is that's the first step. Those are both common energies. We'll say. let's see how much crack I have here. Okay, so. How long have you known this person, or how long have you been seeing them? Or
I would say about 6 weeks. We're just friends at this point, just because he's got a lot going on in his personal life. But I'm optimistic for more.
Okay. So here's the pretty fluffy version. Okay, so. Capricorns have had, so he's a, this other person is a Capricorn.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay, I've got your charts here real quick. Okay, so let's see, Penny, you have a North Node in Cancer, and you have three planets in Libra, and you have a Mars and Jupiter in Scorpio, and a Moon in Aquarius. He has three planets in Capricorn, three planets in Scorpio, Mars in Pisces, Moon in Taurus. Okay. So I do a lot of readings for people. And so this has come up a lot the last couple of years. So Capricorns have had, here's kind of the bad news first. Capricorns have had a really tough time, depending on when their birthday is, for the last few years. So, and some of them continuing. Luckily, he's pretty early into Capricorn, so he does have a lot of rough stuff going on. He's past the worst part of it, and he's the problem. The problem you're going to run into is it is hard to get Capricorns to share their emotions. Now, he does not look as difficult as other Capricorns because he's got some Scorpio and Mars and Pisces and some other things that kind of lightens that energy up. Capricorns can, and I'm making wide generalizations here, Capricorns in general tend to kind of be towards the workaholic. They can get very depressed more so than other signs because they seem to get disconnected from their emotional intuitive side, and that side of them has to be nurtured. So overall your charts go together pretty good. He's never going to be the guy that just throws his emotions out on his sleeve and is all mushy and, you know, freely shares his emotions. But he's got some Taurus stuff in there and some Pisces and Scorpio. So he's got a less difficult chart than a lot of the Capricorns I have seen recently. Your charts go together pretty well. Let's see. His North Node is in Taurus. And yours is in Cancer. So normally you have to be patient with Capricorns a little bit. You both have some planets in Scorpio, and I'm going to, or we're going to talk a lot about this Scorpio energy shortly. He should be past the most difficult parts of this rough stuff he's been sorting out.
Okay.
You are both going to get a big shift boost up in energy in about 2 weeks.
Hmm.
You're both going to get a big shift in energy. And it's going to last several months. I would say that you're going to, by the end of the first week in January, you will start to see things moving forward in some direction. But there's definitely a big energy boost coming that's going to hit both of your charts. So I would say that in the very near future, you'll get a lot of answers as to which way you should progress with this. Overall, your charts go together pretty good. So I'd say there's definitely some compatibility stuff there, and some good connections, at least friend wise, anyways.
Mm-hmm.
But it looks like there's definitely some, there's some potential there for more. So that may not sound like the greatest reading ever, but that's just going to sound awful. But I'm going to say it anyways. That's a better reading than I give most people that have been dating Capricorns lately.
Okay, then I will take that
for what it's
compliment.
Worth.
Okay.
Sounds good.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you guys.
Good. You're welcome.
Okay, thanks, Penny.
All right, so we're almost down to the bottom.
That was
after
light and fluffy, huh?
There you go. That's
yeah,
right.
Yeah.
Hey, Mark,
you're being nice about it.
Yeah, yeah. So I wanted to just briefly, we're all concerned about the upcoming year and the elections going on. I know you've done this, so just kind of tell us what the astrological influences are for the as we go through the primaries and into the final shakedown and rundown of who's going to be president here. So what do you see?
Okay. So I'm going to preface this with a brief aside. I had two really on the most recent episode of my show that I did. I had two very good financial, political, worldly astrologers on, and I posed a question to them, and I think I was too vague. I didn't quite get the answer I was looking for. Let me see. Yes. So I lost a couple months. There we go. Okay. Saturn's at 9. The question, this is just, I'm just going to throw this out there to, the question I posed is, there's things that I will see astrologically. And, normally with most things, with most energies, there's two different ways things can play out, kind of depending on, the person's own free will and choice and stuff. They can, are they resisting change or are they, when you have Saturn transits, a lot of it has to do with have you dotted your I's and crossed your T's and done all that stuff beforehand? And we can't really possibly know that on a too much of a personal. I mean, we can have some ideas about, what Trump and Hillary and the others have, maybe done or whatever. But we don't really know. I mean, we're a million miles away, So the question I'd pose to these two guys are, when an event, I'm going to go right back down the rabbit hole, when there are unseen forces or events are manipulated from the outside, I ask them if they take into account that in their, when they're looking at like geopolitical world events. And they said that they do look at that, but I don't know if they grasp the extent I was looking at.
Yeah.
Trump has a very, as you would expect, a very powerful chart, lots of going, and Hillary has a very powerful chart also. So it's when you feel that things are being manipulated from the outside, it can be kind of difficult to place exactly which way something, just like how our money has been manipulated, you know, they've artificially kept the interest rates down until, you know, 2 weeks ago or whatever, and done other things. So it's sometimes hard to see exactly how something's going to play out. From outside of the astrology area, my personal belief on this is that the powers that be want Hillary in there. And now Trump has some transits happening that are very powerful around the primaries next year, which is, I think it's late July. So there can be a wild swing one way or the other. I personally do not, even though he is far out in the lead on the Republican side, and from what I've seen, it's fairly close between him and Hillary in the, you know, the general election. Mm-hmm. I feel that it's kind of my personal prediction is the Republicans are going to sabotage Trump from inside the party at the last minute, like right around the primaries. I think he'll have his run. He'll be high in the polls up until, like, July. I think there's going to be some shenanigans at the convention. I think this is set up for – I believe Hillary has been selected to be president. That's what my personal belief is. And until somebody shows me something that greatly differs from that
– yeah.
Then that's what I think. They'll let Trump have his run. He will get...
Boo, I hate him too.
blindsided. Something's going to go on around the time of the Republican primary, and they will either... I will be very surprised if they give him the Republican nomination. Let me up that. I will be stunned, probably, if he ends up being the Republican candidate.
Okay. Yeah.
But again, this goes into the manipulation, interference from outside factors thing.
Right. I think he's got dirt on everybody. I think Trump's got dirt on all those guys.
Well, huh?
I think Trump's got dirt on all those suckers who are running against him. That's why they're treating him so nice.
Yeah. That's very that's very possible. I could see him being a shrewd business person, that he could have that.
Yeah, I think the Democrats come out and vote this time, maybe.
All I know is I'm getting my passport here pretty soon, so I'm ready to go if it happens.
If you don't want Donald Trump to win, then you better vote, people. I got to tell you right now, you better get your ass off the chair and go push the button.
I'll give you a prediction beyond that, though. Whoever wins this election is a one-term president, and they are out after the first term because the astrology of the 2020 election is insane.
Wow.
There is violence and riots and a complete rebellion against the system at the 2020 election.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah, there is a very large planetary thing that shows anger and fighting at the status quo.
Wow. They'll be eating for lunch.
Rage against the machine. Okay.
Yes.
Cool.
That's what we got in 2020.
Okay. Well, so. I'll look forward to that. I'll also prepare for it. I'm going to start stocking up. I'm going to be like a Mormon. I'm going to get a year's worth of food. And
it's like that video of the dinosaurs eating the snowmen that I posted on Facebook.
Right. The dinosaurs eating snowmen?
Mark knows what I'm talking about.
Okay.
Yes. Oh, yes. Hilarious.
Yeah. That's kind of what it's going to be like.
Okay. Well, thanks for that. And thanks for all of your contribution tonight. It's been a very interesting show, and I've learned a lot.
Mm-hmm.
You're the best.
Yes, you are.
Okay. Yes, let's give a plug to Mark because he does great chart work. He's very insightful. He does what's called evolutionary astrology, so he looks at past life stuff. If you want to get a hold of him, Mark, why don't you give us your contact info and some ways to reach out to you if we need to.
Okay. Yeah, you can find me at www.twofishesastrology.com. That's TWOFISHESASTROLOGY. Or you can email me at twofishesastrology@gmail.com. You can find me on Facebook. You can also email me at mmetheny1984@yahoo.com. And you can, I'm
wait out by his car, too, and just kind of ambush him when he comes out.
And I'll be appearing at the Walmart in Bismarck, North Dakota next month.
I thought you were going to the other one. You changed plans.
They have a second one now.
Okay, cool.
Oh, cool. Right. All right.
All right.
Well,
guys,
you know, we can talk about astrology and what's in our stars, but as we've said on this show too, it's all energy and how we process that energy through our own structure of who we are, who what we want, how we want to approach life. You know, we have an interactive relationship with the universe. It's not a passive one. So, I encourage anyone out there who has been feeling the restlessness and the kind of the ickiness, even, you know, that's been going on now, to just hang in there and transform that energy that's coming through you into positive changes in your life. You know, your spirit's speaking to you and will tell you what you need to do. So just listen and act when you need to act. Be brave and be strong and just be awesome.
Yes.
Everybody's awesome. All right. I will guess that's a wrap for this week. So unless you guys want to add anything to the storyboard, I want to thank everybody for tuning in. And Mark, are you going to have a show on Thursday? Did you decide yet?
I am. Yeah, I'm going to have, I've done a yearly show with kind of a 2016 preview with Starlene, one of my astrology friends. Mm-hmm. In fact, her show was one of the first ones I was on after yours. Years ago or whatever, but we'll we'll go through and break down, and you'll get her viewpoint too on the astrology stuff of next year. Because there's again, I could have went for 10 hours on all the. we just kind of hit the highlights here.
Okay.
So yeah, so I think Thursday at 2 o'clock, I believe.
2 o'clock.
We'll
okay.
be here on Blog Talk Radio.
Okay. Very good. Adrian, anything you want to add? Anything you want to add?
Peace and love out there, everyone.
Sorry about that.
All right. Sounds good. Then I want to say goodnight to everybody, and Mutto at Midnight will be aired at its regular time at midnight. Friday night, early Saturday morning. And with that, we'll say goodnight. Take care, guys.
Peace.
Right. Ciao.
Good night.
Birds, snakes, and airplanes.